About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh yeah, it's K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. It is just after 10 o'clock here. The world famous K-Rock in Los Angeles, California. This hour on the show, lots to get into, and we'll make it worth your while, at least we think. It is technically a summer hour, so thanks for spending it with us. We've got...
it's been a very eye-opening show.
Some of the conversation that I recently had with Will Ferrell and Luke Wilson and Fortune Feimster and others, I got kind of bamboozled, shockingly, by this place when I went off to this this press junket for The Hawk, which hits Netflix officially, I think, tomorrow, Thursday it hits Netflix. And obviously you're seeing a ton of billboards for it everywhere, and they were all over the Home Run Derby. But the people at K-Rock said, hey, I know you guys are off that week for 4th of July, and I'm not sure if you plan on being in town or not, but how would you like to go play golf with Will Ferrell at a very nice resort called Pelican Hill in Newport Beach? And I said, that sounds amazing. And they said, also, Tiki Barber from the New York Giants, who is a host of a radio show on the East Coast that this company owns, will be there as well. So I said, you're telling me that I get to go to a nice resort and I get to play golf with Will Ferrell and Tiki Barber. And they said, that's right. I said, great.
Who's telling you that's right? This company?
Someone here at this company. And they're going to put you up at this nice hotel. I said,
and
wow.
And you've learned one thing at this company. You have to take what was offered.
Right.
And you have to...
Right.
Lower it down accordingly.
I still fall for it like a sucker.
Even the C version of this, is that good enough?
So let me ask you, of that thing that was presented to me, would you like to, on your week off, go and do this? How many of those things would you guess happened? Because I said, that sounds amazing, and yes, I'm in, you got me.
I think that you maybe were in a urinal next to Tiki Barber.
Okay. Here's the reality of the situation. I did not play any golf with Will Ferrell.
Did you play any golf at all?
I got a golf lesson from one of the instructors at the hotel that I guess worked with his character or worked with him for this character he played in the Netflix show.
Okay.
So there's that. Tiki Barber did not make the trip to California. But the producer of his radio show made the trip.
Oh, no. So you had to golf with his producer?
Yeah. And the hotel, the really nice hotel where they shot this whole thing at, they decided that they weren't going to put us up at that hotel, but a different hotel that we had to take a bus.
A bus? Hate buses.
A bus. So it was...
Was it a nice hotel that you were put up at?
No, so it was a very different operation than the one that was presented.
And you had to do interviews and social media and all that kind of work.
Now, that all being said, Netflix still made it really nice, and I did get a chance to chat with Will. I just want to play you this this clip of him, because as I was announcing, you know, you had to say who you were and who you were interviewing, you know, from. And Will Ferrell, I'll give the guy credit. This guy, you know, he's been a lot of things. Some people say he was the best in Step Brothers.
Wow, what an astute observation. This guy's been in a lot of things.
Did you use this in the interview?
I used that. But you think the guy's got a million things on his mind. He's had to learn a ton of lines for a billion movies. I even forget, like, some of the ones, like, you know, Old School. I mean, some of the ones that were early in his career, his film career, because he's just been in so many goddamn things.
Night at the Roxbury.
Right. A lot of ones you just skip by. Like,
so many things.
Talladega Nights, all those.
Yeah, fine, you are right.
So many things.
He's been in a lot of things.
So the fact that he was able to present me with this, I was blown away by, Allie. But in case you're wondering if Will Ferrell is a fan of anything K-Rock related, listen to this.
Kevin Klein, the world famous K-Rock in Los Angeles.
That's me. That's not him, by the way. That's me.
Not
in a lot of things at all. And I'm introducing myself to him. And
Kevin Klein, the world famous K-Rock in Los Angeles, California.
World famous.
Let's go ahead.
LA and Pasadena?
LA, Pasadena, okay. Orange County. You got it. Nothing good.
Very proud of himself that he knew that. I mean, talk about a guy. How many times you got to hear that stupid
K-Rock? That's the love of K-Rock?
Yeah, that's his love. Yeah, L.A., Orange County.
Is it still L.A. in
Pasadena?
It was so full-throated. Listen to this. He's California.
Famous. World famous. Let's go ahead.
L.A. and Pasadena? Still L.A. and Pasadena?
L.A., Pasadena, okay. Orange County. You got it. Nothing good in the history of society has ever happened.
He was not mocking me.
Yes. He's just like world famous. It's only L.A. and Pasadena, you dumbass.
He's not mocking you. He's celebrating. He's celebrating.
You guys are still with that? Come on now.
He's not. He's loving
it.
He's still. Yeah, he's done it still.
Kevin Kline, the world famous K-Rock in Los Angeles, world California. Famous. World famous. Let's go ahead.
LA and Pasadena?
LA, Pasadena, okay. Orange County. You got it. Nothing good in history.
Now he's laughing at you together.
They're laughing at him. He's funny.
Did you hear what the guy with the neck said? World famous.
Anyway, there was more conversation where that came from.
Do you want to play more?
No, not really. Not now. No, we'll get to it later this hour on the show.
Oh,
but more importantly, it was all of the many comments about my neck from the video that was posted. And Allie's turned this into a fun game. Called Netflix or Not Flix. I'm not sure how that game is going to go, but we'll get into that. And we can all laugh at me after this on KROQ. K-Rock, Kline, Allie Show. All right, tell me how this fun game works where you guys make fun of how big my neck has gotten.
Very simple. I will read a comment, and you guess if it was really made about you on social media or if it's one that we made up. It's Netflix or Not Flix. You know, of course, you've been posting a lot of pictures of your appearance when you were at in Newport Beach over the break, but you've also had some regular pictures that you've been posting over the past week or two, all of which have had a lot of commentary about your neck.
And I'll be honest, I didn't feel, never felt better about myself than when I was finished up chatting with the cast of The Hawk, and I thought, well, this went well, and there was some nice conversation. Will Ferrell talking about Shohei Ohtani's walk-up song, and this is what he said about that.
Fascinated by Shohei's walk-up song, which is that, and I'm feeling good.
Oh, yeah. It's Michael Bublé.
Is that Michael Bublé?
Michael Bublé? Yeah.
It makes me laugh because I'm like, does he think this is a cool song?
Yeah. We had a nice like conversation about a lot of local sports stuff. He's obviously a big LAFC guy. Talked about that. We had a good conversation. I felt good. And then immediately put a picture up. But within 15 seconds, felt terrible about myself because all people were saying was, I hope that show is on Netflix. And then they just started continuing making fun of how big my neck was. And they couldn't see Will Ferrell over my neck.
Guy has more necks than Fortune Femmes Feimster. Did that, you think that's a real one or not?
I don't know. She had a big neck too. But I'm trying to think if that's a real comment or if that's something that you've made up. So these are either comments that were actually made by people about my neck or ones that you, who wrote these? Just you or did Jake get involved in this too?
I'm not hiring Jake as a writer on this.
Okay, good. Because I could tell if it was a Jake comment.
No, we did not ask Jake to submit anything.
So it's like the game Netflix or Notflix, but they're either real comments about my neck or ones that you guys have written.
Okay, so if someone said, Kline looks like a turtle trying to put his head in his shell, except there is no shell.
Man, that's tough. Let me just go ahead and paint that mental image for a moment.
Get over that emotionally first.
I feel like that would be from that's a real comment about my neck.
You're right. That is a real comment about your neck.
Great. Who wrote that one? All I know is when you guys put up those pictures of us with Elena Obovian, and she was all tagged in it and stuff. And once again, another time when I was feeling good. People said all she read was a bunch of comments about my stupid neck.
She did put sad face emojis in the comment section because so many comments.
Oh, God damn.
If someone had said Kline's neck is bigger than Alina Obovian's waist.
I'm going to say that was a real comment.
That was also real.
Yeah, real comment.
Now, people if a person had called you Benjamin Netanyahu.
Okay, now that's clever.
Would you think that was...
That's Allie. That's a made-up comment.
That is true.
Okay, good. Thank God.
I just realized Kline is the same shape as my thumb.
Netflix or not Flix? did Omar put together a... Nah. Did he put together images
for
this?
No, we didn't go through the effort.
He'll just do it live. I'm going to say that is... Say it again.
Just realized Kline is the same shape as my thumb.
Huh. That's not my goal. I'm going to say that's real.
That was made up.
Oh. Neck. Hold on, let's let some listeners play the game. Come on, why should I have all the fun? Hey, Gus, you're calling for Netflix or Notflix?
Sweet dibs.
All right, listen closely. Here we go. Allie's going to read you a comment. Was this really left on the Instagram or on the YouTube about my neck, or was this made up by someone here working on the show? Go ahead.
Klein needs to check himself before he necks himself. Do you think that was a real comment or one that we made up?
I'm going to go with Netflix. It's real.
He thinks that's a real comment.
That was made up.
Oh,
sorry about that. Next.
That was something I thought. All right,
next.
Chris, welcome. Next is what we say. Chris, hi. Welcome to Netflix or Notflix as they make fun of my giant, ever-expanding neck. What was the measurement last time you measured my neck?
I think it was that you were 18 and a half.
Equator was not the size, Jake. There was not. What was the size of it?
I think it was 18 and a half.
18 and a half inches? You think it's bigger?
It was 18. Maybe
it was
18.
Have that,
we gotta have it.
What did we use last time?
I have it right here.
Oh, bring it in here. Let me see if it's gotten bigger since the last time. I feel like it has, based on the pictures alone.
The V-neck became a turtleneck real quick.
Okay, is that a Netflix or Notflix? Was that a real comment that was left? Well, this is the new dumbest thing we've done. Honestly, I thought when we did that name that cockatoo was the stupidest thing we ever did. This is by far. Jake's walked in here now to measure my neck.
Okay.
Hold on. It was 18. Jake, don't lie. Give a real number, dude. It was 18. It was not 18 and a half last time.
Exactly.
It still
Same?
Is?
Exactly 18 and a half.
18 and a half still?
Yeah. I don't think it was 18 and a half last time.
No
I think
way.
It's grown.
It was only 18. It grew a half an inch.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Someone said they didn't know they did BBLs on necks.
Okay, that's a real comment. All right, go ahead. Yeah, Chris, you get the next one. Hey, Allie, give Chris a real one now. Netflix or Notflix?
Sales lady, Nacky.
That's so inside. It was great. That's got to be made. Right, whatever you think, Chris.
I want to say your buddy made that one up.
He says that's made up.
That's correct.
All right, nice job. Win. All right, good job. You're a winner of Netflix or Notflix. I'll give you a shirt I no longer fit into, so hold on one second for that. We have to take a quick break. That was not worth anyone's time, but I'm glad we did it. When we get back, we've got some actual commentary from Will Ferrell and the cast of that show. But more importantly, we'll help you live forever with an old people's secret. If you want to live forever, listen. Let's help you live forever with a brand new old people's secret. Here's a tease.
Get on your knees.
Whoa. That is something. That's Johnny's secret to getting a job, and that is her secret for living forever.
Get on your knees.
There's more to it than just that. That's right. The two of them. What a combo. It's time for old people's secrets.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1. They won't live forever.
From chicken brain to drinking rain, not getting laid, they call me the barmaid.
They call me the barmaid.
That's right. Let's live forever with Sweet Dibbit.
Sweet Dibbit.
Time for some old people secrets.
Yeah. It's a good one, by the way. 108.
That's a lot.
Nothing to sneeze at, because if you did sneeze, that would probably kill him. So listen closely if you'd like to live to be 108 years old, and this woman has the secret.
Happy birthday, dear Bernie.
Friends and family are singing happy birthday to Bernice Rushbrook for the 108th time.
And that's a real number right there.
I mean, Bernie, too, and Bernice, such a great old person name. That exists. It's probably extinct.
Dog and old people. You know Bernie, dog, Bernie. I got a guy, I know a guy, bulldog, Bernie. It's Bernie and old people. That's what you got.
It does graduate from person to dog, and then eventually it goes back to person.
Back to baby again. Because eventually.
A time to share stories and laughter and cake.
The Virginia woman was a teenager during World War I.
This is where they bring all the fun facts up. So she got to explore her adolescence.
What a fun Sweet 16.
World War I.
The Virginia woman was a teenager during World War I and raised children during the Great Depression.
Oh. Man.
Everyone back then, it was like, you know what? We all had potatoes to eat, and we were all fine.
They never give highlights from the old people, so they always give the lowlights, which is weird. I know they're trying to make it sound like it's a real,
They just want to make it seem like they went through some things.
Right,
they
but
did.
We get it.
But
she
everyone
need
does.
To see it on her. She's 108. You don't need to give us all these lowlights of her life. You give us some happy moments, too. Why don't you, instead of saying she was a teenager during World War One, say she was 57 when the Beatles came to America.
Yeah, or she got to drive a car.
Right, something
some
like that, right.
She says she'd like her eyes and hearing to be better, but her mind is as sharp as ever.
Well, you don't meet them every day, do you?
So that's her. I don't know what she just said, but she said that she can't see or hear anything, but her mind is still sharp.
Well, I think when you're in the... It sounds like she has a southern accent. I think, you know, when you get old, you can just...
Well, you don't meet them every day, do you?
You don't meet them every day?
I think you don't make them every day.
You don't make them every day.
Well, you don't make them every day, do you?
Made them.
Bernice.
Everyone just laughs because they don't know.
Bernice, you are sharp as a tack.
This is like when we have conversations with our boss at K-Rock and he doesn't hear what we're saying. He just laughs, you know? And we're like, did you hear any of that?
Well, you don't make them every day, do you?
So who knows?
Bernice keeps busy by using an exercise bike and doing household chores, including keeping this staircase immaculate. All by herself.
The steps, you just get out on your knees and...
Oh,
damn.
Clean them.
Oh.
That staircase is going to be the end of her. And I don't know why they're... It seems like such a sad... Well, you made 108 years so you can constantly clean a staircase?
It's a wax wooden staircase.
Oh, she's...
Very hardwood floors.
She's gonna, what was that show that I told everyone about to watch?
The Staircase?
The Staircase.
That was... I told everyone to watch that.
Regardless, it was one of my recommendations, and that didn't end well for that person. It's not going to end well for her either.
Well, and I think when my grandma was getting older, and she lived to 94, our main concern was the stairs.
Yeah, that's why they...
It's like their biggest enemy when they get old.
That's why, growing up, everyone saw that cool thing some old people had, like rich old people, where they had that little...
strap yourself in?
Chair, to, like, brought you up the railing.
Oh, chairlift, yeah.
Oh,
it's
man.
Always so slow, too.
That thing is so cool.
Sometimes I want to use those ones to get into the pool.
So,
when they lower you
down.
Yeah,
I'm like, what if I use this?
It is so... I used to think when I was younger, by this point in my life, I would have been able to have one of those. just for laziness alone. But I thought that was the sign of... Like, that's the coolest
that's
thing.
That's
a, it's kind of like a combination of an elevator and an escalator. Right? And you get to sit. It's
but why can't they speed those things up? They are so slow.
I think because...
It would have been faster if the old person just walked up the stairs.
Yeah.
Right, but the issue is they can't because their bones are cracking. So they have to get them in that little bucket seat or whatever.
And then
is.
On the way down, why can't you just ride the banister?
That would be fun. Yeah.
Get out on your knees and clean them. Oh, there's so many things I'd like to be doing, you know, if I could.
This is
she's got a lot of things she
wants to do if she could, but that staircase just needs to be cleaned again.
I'm looking forward to loving tomorrow if I'm here. I'm not going to do anything to wish myself away.
So she's not going to do anything to mush herself or whatever she said.
To wish herself away.
In a moment, the news reporter steals her thunder and he delivers what her secret is and why she believes she is living to 108. Want to take a guess at this one? You learned a little bit about her. She's on her knees. She cleans a staircase.
I think she's a gin girl.
Gin. All right, Allie says she likes to throw down the gin. Omar, what is her secret?
She likes to exercise. She keeps busy. I think it's going to be the opposite. I think she has some sort of like healthy smoothie type of deal.
Mm-hmm. All right. Omar thinks smoothie. Jake, what's her secret?
I like to have a good time.
Just having a good time.
Good time. And finally, Vanessa, the master of impressions.
Just family time.
Okay.
Family time.
They have the same accent.
They do. This is what her secret is if you want to live to 108.
She starts each day with a Krispy Kreme donut, and she hopes to have more birthday cakes in the years to come.
Ooh, a Krispy Kreme donut. She probably doesn't have to pay for it ever, too.
As we learned, they're free every day, especially if you're 108. But that couldn't have been her whole life because Krispy Kreme hasn't been around 108 years. So
she probably knew the people who invented it.
Probably.
Brian Thomas, The Associated Press.
There you have it. That is 108-year-old living life to the fullest.
He definitely made that up.
Clearly. It's one of those paid sponsorship things. Like when they come to us here at K-Rock, they're like, we have to incorporate this. Can you figure out a way to incorporate this sponsor we have? Yeah, yeah, we'll just say
she watches The Hawk every day on Netflix.
That's her secret. It's K-Rock here. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Do some takeaways from today's show and get the hell out of here. Sluggo's in with more of those Disneyland tickets coming up at noon, then again at 3 and at 6. and everything else that you can look forward to throughout the rest of your day here on K-Rock. If you're new to the show or want more, I don't know why you'd want more or less, choice is yours. You can go to our Instagram, Klein Alley Show. Follow along there. You can see some of the the photographic evidence of all of the things that you've been mocking for the last 4 hours together. And while you're there, you can also check out the number to the GOAT line. Call, leave a message, 844-956-GOAT, G-O-A-T. Comments, critiques, and criticisms. There's no shortage of angry calls on the GOAT line, and we will go ahead and clear out space tomorrow for those of you that are watching World Cup soccer today, even though there's no more games happening in L.A.,
today at noon, France versus Spain.
There is a viewing party that's taking place at the, and I guess Johnny, Postmaster Johnny's going to be there representing us.
Oh.
World Cup 26 Fan Zone West Harbor, which is happening. So you can go ahead and watch. There's going to be giant screens and food and drinks, entertainment, waterfront views. And tickets are just $5. I started just $5. WestHarborLA.com. You can find Postmaster Johnny out there. And that'll be a fun way to watch the game. Alley, predictions as to what's going to happen today. Do you care?
I think it's going to be France.
France. They are the still the favorite to win this whole thing.
Maybe.
Mbappe. Vanessa, Mbappe. I know you don't know any of the teams playing still, but who do you think is going to win today? Let's try this again.
I think it's going to be España.
Okay. Omar, you don't care, right?
Pakistan. They're in there, right?
Omar's got Pakistan. That's a good
Your home
good
country.
Yep.
Jake, you got one?
I guess I'm going to root for either England or for Messi to win.
No, so, today.
Once again, that's not answering the question. I can't have a goddamn conversation with anyone about World Cup.
Oh, today, France.
It is funny hearing other people talk about the World Cup that didn't really care about soccer before. Yeah. I heard someone going, well, I like Norway, but I also like England.
Yeah.
And I also kind of like that guy with the long hair, but I also feel like they haven't won a World Cup, England, you know? And it's like, you just learned this in the last 24 hours.
I just don't like
along
the fact.
Along with all of us.
I don't like the I got a lot of critiques about this, and I should probably talk to FIFA directly, but they, a lot of the teams that played each other have very similar flag colors.
Or they use, like, weird colors where I'm like, that's not in your flag.
Right. And then it
what
was
are you
very
doing?
Unclear as to, for a while.
And which, the, it's so zoomed out, you can't tell.
Why don't they just put on the TV anywhere, white jerseys, Brazil, black jerseys, whoever the hell they're playing.
They do put
they
the
don't put it
on
there. They didn't put it on there.
It's right next to the scores.
No.
It's either a red dot or a green dot, depending on their jersey.
Yeah, but early
that's
on
how it
South
is in
Korea.
Telemundo. That's how it is in Telemundo.
Yeah, but early on in South Korea had, like, purple jerseys.
I know.
That's their fun away jersey. You guys don't know anything.
I don't like this fun stuff. I don't like it.
Their fun away jersey.
Put them in there.
Yeah, they wanted to be like, let's be fun. Let's do colors.
You're getting too clever. Just put your flag. Wear your flag on the field.
I don't think South Korea said, let's be fun. Let's do colors.
Definitely don't think they said that. All right, takeaways from today's show. What do we got?
424, my takeaway is Haribo.
I'll tell you, you can tell that guy's having fun. If you missed the Bet Your Fet today, that was one of the weirdest calls,
that
I think, in the history of the show.
Wild.
And you can check it out in the podcast. Check out the Bet Your Fet segment. You will not be disappointed, or you will be greatly disappointed. But, wow, the fact that that's going on in the world makes me think that I am too vanilla.
Similarly, 818 said, when you're 16, you'll put it in anything.
Mm-hmm.
818, happy J-So.
Hey, happy J-So.
213, Klein Alley Show isn't worth $500. 650, Jake paints his nails before cranking. 818, Omar's brother ate up all the love from their mother. And let's see.
510, Omar is a gardening homo.
Gardening homo.
Yeah, that's a good takeaway.
Not true.
Jake, that's the theory now because of your weird guest during Bet Your Fet is that you paint your nails.
Yeah, that's the theory because you kept saying that.
Before you self-pleasure, so it looks like a lady's doing it.
And then what, I take it off? Every time, too?
Well, I don't know. You paint your...
We don't know your life.
Listen, apparently, according to the text line, what you're doing is actually not that uncommon, but you paint your fingernails to look like lady hands, and then when you are with yourself, it looks like a lady's doing it.
Sure, but I don't do that.
Okay. Well, based on the conversation that happened earlier on the show today, it's pretty clear you
do. That was a good guess.
Okay. Well, you can listen and judge for yourself. What's your takeaway, Allie?
My takeaway is Will Ferrell's been in a lot of things. A
lot of things. Can't keep track of them all.
There's
what's
too many.
What's your takeaway there, Vanessa?
Klein's neck's still growing.
I mean, if I really went up another half inch in the last month, I may have to check myself into a hospital later.
We got to bring back that game. Is it thicker than Klein's neck? There's a whole new thing, set of things we can do now.
Jake, takeaway?
Novelty, schnozzelty.
Yeah.
Omar, you have a takeaway from today's show?
You should try anal at 80.
Say that again?
You should try anal at 80.
Oh, anal at 80. That's what Ali said earlier. That's right. I hope we got that clip nice and clean. We got to take a quick break for the next 20 hours, then we'll be back again. If you need us in the meantime, you can find us on the GOAT line, and that number is 844-956-GOAT. Stick around. Sluggo's going to be in here in a few moments, and then we'll get into some other stuff. I don't have this jingle we end the show with every day. Hold on. Someone messed up this whole system. Forget it.
Is that person you?
Probably. All right. Well, we'll just leave you with this.
We're just going to give up.
Klein Alley. This is just okay.
We'll go with that.
What's that?
That's good.